courage for the journey. I invite you to get into a comfortable position and relax. Close your eyes and shut out all distractions. About what is causing you to feel stressed out and tense. Identify scripture reference or a similar experience you can draw from for strength to cope with your existing problem. You may also choose to dream about your future and what God could do through you. Take a deep breath in through your nostrils, filling your abdomen and chest with air. Exhale slowly through your mouth. Take another deep breath in, blow out slowly. Take a deep breath in and blow out slowly at the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in. And hold your breath for 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let it out at once. Begin to feel relaxed. Take a deep breath in and hold your breath for 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let it out at once, letting your body go completely limp and relax. One more time. Take a deep breath in and blow out slowly at the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the relaxed feeling. At your pace, take 3 more breaths and relax. the experience you identified at the beginning, spending most of the time focusing on God's deliverance. Allow your senses of seeing, hearing, smelling, touching, and tasting to be part of your experience. See God at work in your life. Or you can experience your future by dreaming about your words, actions, activities you become involved in, the significant people in your life, how you can improve your relationships, outcomes of your work, and all your successes. Continue breathing deeply.
Thank you.
God says in His Word, "Call on me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee." Do you need something? Ask and it shall be given unto you. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. If you need food, clothes, a house to pay your bills, a job, a wife, a husband, further education, or a better life generally. Jesus clarified things when He said in John chapter 14 verse 13, "Whatever ye shall ask in My name, that will I do." God promises to bring the desires of your heart to pass. Psalm 37 verses 4 and 5. He also promises you help in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Sometimes you think that you are too late in asking because you need something in the next 10 minutes, which was decided one day before. But friend, God is never late, never. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24 says, "Even before they finish praying to me, I will answer their prayers." There are times when you feel that some things are too big and too hard for God. The prophet Jeremiah exclaimed, "Ah, Lord God, there is nothing too hard for Thee." Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17. Is God able to do what He says? Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, "God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Your eyes are still closed and you are breathing deeply. You have just relived a wonderful time in your life. See God's leading in the past as the reason to have hope through your current trying situation. God is still able to work miracles for you. Or, what about that dream you have? It could become reality if you put all your trust in Jesus today. Meditatively, repeat after me. God will work out things for me and make my dream come through. For with Him I have a bright future. Repeat the statement again. God will work out things for me and make my dream come through. For with Him I have a bright future. Spend the next few minutes in praise to God for what He has done and for the blessings you are expecting. Thank you. open your eyes in the next few seconds, you must have hope that your life's experiences will be great, since God will help you cope. Get ready to open your eyes in the next 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Open your eyes and stay relaxed until the music starts.